When Mary and Joseph brought the child Jesus to the temple, the prophet Simeon said, "Behold, this child is set for the fall and for the rise of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be contradicted." Simeon had prophesied about the great suffering and trials that the Savior of the world would undergo in just a few decades. And even hundreds and thousands of years before him, other great prophets foretold many details about his life and death. The prophet Isaiah foretold his virgin birth and his sacrificial death. The prophet Zechariah predicted his triumphal entry into the holy city. And that is the day that we commemorate today. On that very first Palm Sunday, Jesus was greeted as he entered the holy city of Jerusalem as a king. And as king, one might expect that he enter on a great stallion, but instead he chose a lowly donkey. Why? Before he could come as a king to reign, he had to come as a savior to die first. Throughout his life on earth, our Lord was a man of contrasts, reflecting the fullness of himself, who is the second person of the Blessed Trinity, showing both his genuine humanity and his full divinity. Jesus, who is the bread of life, began his ministry hungering. He, who is the water of life, ended his ministry thirsting. Christ hungered as a man, yet fed the hungry as God. He was weary, yet he is our rest. He paid tribute, yet he is the king. He was called a devil, but he cast out demons. He prayed, yet he hears our prayers. He wept, and he dries our tears. He was sold for 30 pieces of silver, yet he redeems sinners. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, yet he is the good shepherd. He gave his life, and by dying, he destroyed death. As we begin Holy Week, may we thank Jesus, the sovereign Lord of the universe, who became man to provide for our redemption, who came with humility on a donkey, but will one day return in full glory and power as the King of Kings.